Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Source. Today is September 29th, and it is a great honor to have our guest today, Laura Sharia K. Fox, also known as Laura. She is a coach, seer, guide, author. She has 30 years experience in the study and practice of spiritual and energetic healing and the recalibration process. She is the founder of the Pure Living Expo. She is co-producer of the One Love Experience. Her website is Sharia.com, Chireya.com. So thank you so much, Sharia, for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. The vibes are high here in Boulder, and I'm sure all around the planet on the verge of this planetary awakening that we are experiencing. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's quite a number, but we're all hanging in there. We're here in Ojai, California here with The Source, and the great news that I have to share with you actually is that And for those of you that don't know, Ojai, California, the Ojai Valley is where Lake Casitas is, which is where the One Love Experience Festival is, which we'll be talking about today here. So it rained here in Ojai twice yesterday. It rained for 30 minutes midday, 30 minutes later in the day. And I was at first thing I did when it happened is I ran up and down the streets and I was cheering and getting people to come out of their house, and I went to the main street and I got all the cars to honk their horn, and everybody was outside, and I rang the bell in front of the school, and then later in the evening, when it rained again, I was doing an ancestral drum meditation with Red Hawk, and he did about 10 or 15 Chumash prayer songs, and a lot of them had the rain calling within them. So this festival, when we bring together all the water within us all, Ojai is getting ready for us all to be there at Lake Casitas. So.
Wow, that's really exciting, because you know why? One interesting thing is that yesterday afternoon I was imagining it raining in Ojai.
Wow, wow, what Red Hawk was telling me, and this is great, you know, there's so many ways to bring back the rain, but he was, earlier in the day, he was meditating back, going back to when he was a kid, because he said, you know, like when he was a kid, it rained in Ojai, and he said, you know, if everybody who lived here back then could just tune back in and just be present and feel that again, so that's a little piece of medicine there. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we can do. We are meant to be stewards of this planet with our consciousness and our awareness, our mind and our energy. And we're not meant to be just victims of happenstance here, even when it regards to the weather and taking care of our region. Like that's one of the natural source streaming human angel abilities that we have, you know, this being uncovered and rediscovered as we mature spiritually to step into our, you know, our prowess as visionary stewards for the planet.
Absolutely, and you know, if we had a lot of time, we could talk a lot. But hey, the great news is that the One Love Experience is going to have all this information, these solutions, these teachings, this energy work, this, you know, high vibe, you know, education and entertainment. So we're getting really, really excited here in Ojai. I personally am answering questions here and there when friends, you know, send me a question or I'll send them over your way, because they're all getting ready for, you know, getting grounded, the basics, you know, the camping, the, okay, what can I do, you know, to get, you know, set up so I can be comfortable in my experience sort of questions. So,
yeah,
we're getting really excited. It's coming up here in just over a week, October 7th to 9th, Lake Casitas, which is nestled between the Topatopa Mountains here in the Ojai Valley, California. So can we talk a little bit about that, if you can just do like a brief overview of the event?
I would love to share because, you know, we've been working on this for some months now, and it's really pretty remarkable what's going on at One Love. I'm just scrolling through the numbers of incredible, like 110, I think, now, performers and presenters, you know, starting with our beloved Modest Yahoo and Trevor Hall, who are just such heart beings who take the stage, and people absolutely love them around the world because of the message of peace they're bringing. And then we have David Starfire, who does the EDM in a very heart-centered, conscious way, too. And, you know, Dustin Thomas, who's formerly of the NACO, Medicine for the People band. Cece White, she hasn't even appeared for a while. It's going to be fantastic to have some kirtan with her, and Girish and some others doing kirtan. And then the Luminaries from L.A., along with Brightside, L.A.'s hottest new band, that has some members and one member in Luminaries as well. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Sirens is, we even have Beatles Journey to Yoga musical event there, and just Samuel Jay, another heart center musician. I mean, it just goes on and on. You look on the website and you're like, oh my gosh, it's packed with high vibe conscious musicians who just are really here to you know, to raise the vibe. And newest on the scene here is Drew Chadwick of Emblem 3 fame. And he's busting out on his own from the Emblem 3 band, making his debut here at One Love with that. Emblem 3 got famous on X Factor. And he is another one who's just so filled with light and love. We've carefully selected these musicians because they are carrying that vibe. That's the whole point of how we curated this show. And then along with the speakers, like David Wilcox, he's going to talk about how love will change the world. He knows this. He's a student of the Law of One for many, many, many years and teaches Ascension, along with his Disclosure Insider discourses and what he's doing on Gaia with Corey Good about the space program, the secret space program. But he's really, at the end of the day, he's talking about Ascension and love and how love will change the world. And this is where we're at. This is a groundbreaking moment that we're at the planet, where we are moving into this consciousness, this heart-centered consciousness of this 3D reality. So I'm going to be talking about how you can fall in love with you, the God within you, the light within you, and what that does to transform your life. I'll be doing several programs along with these beautiful beings such as Gay and Katie Hendricks, who are also very well known. They've been on Oprah. They're talking about hearts and true harmony. They were going to have Ellen's own Yogi Cameron doing yoga meditation and Ayurvedic teachings. And then Psalm Isadora, she's a pretty saucy young lady teaching the tantric side of life. Nandi G will be doing his Siddha Yogi classes and a lot of other things, opening ceremony. You know, we have the Divine Feminine with Beth Leone, who's a Taoist white tigress priestess. And Jigong Sifu. I mean, you just got to look at this thing and go, what the heck? You know, to just be in the vibe in the field with all these people is going to be life-changing. The energy that's going to be generated here with this consciousness is over the top and will spill all around the world to enlighten and enliven people everywhere. And so participating at it in person will be a very special treat. Because this is the first time, this event's been going on for a while, but this is the first time that it's taking this level. So I really want to
hear it. Beautiful.
Want, should I talk more about it? Or is this,
what do you think? Wow. I mean, I was trying to think to what you left out. And I'm like, wow, you pretty much covered it all. Speakers and workshops and conscious high vibe music and conscious vendors, healthy food, meditation, by the lake, in nature, camping, 3 days, affordable, beyond belief. I mean, and then just to be able to live in the completed paradise. Like, we all can be in paradise by holding our energy in the right, you know, balance, but then just to be in paradise when everybody else is in the paradise, and it mirrors back the world that we see maybe months, years from now when we complete this shift. So It's so important.
Yeah.
And then when we leave this experience, we can then take it with us, take our energy with us and shift things, and take our information with us, take our high vibes with us, the solutions with us, and it just compounds over and over when we do this. So, absolutely.
You're saying it's an absolutely delicious food. Lydia's organic, Lydia's Lovin' Kitchen is going to be there with her raw living food offerings. We're going to have fresh organic cold-pressed juices in glass bottles from Soul Tea. We're going to have Soul Tribe there with its delicious vegan cuisine, and Nimita's Cuisine, she's going to do the tea house. She's going to have organic, delicious vegetarian food as well as coffees and teas like cardamom tea, all organic. And then the camping, as you said, I just want to say it's really easy to come, because you can take up to 6 people, 2 tents, and 2 cars if you want, if you're on a budget. And that's $26 a night, all of that. Or you can go and get your own camping spot for just $26 a night. So we really want to encourage people to come out and just be in the field together with us there for the weekend.
And the website, www.onelovefest.com, and they can buy tickets pretty easily on there?
Yes, absolutely. They just click over, and there's a variety of different ticket types, from VIP to day passes to full weekend passes.
That's great. Awesome. So what I could tell you're on fire. What's your why? Like, what's your biggest thing about this event? Why you chose to co-produce it?
Because of what we're talking about. Okay, so in my work as a healer and a seer, who has been having my kind of eye and finger on the pulse of the planetary transformation ever since I was little, really. I didn't necessarily call it that when I was little, but I had experiences. And then started realizing that we're in a big shift, you know. The truth of us is love. The lie is fear, chaos, and poverty. And it's not that it hasn't been a real experience. It's just that that is a falsely imposed reality, and it is not based on our true nature. And our true nature is eternal love. Our true nature is light from the source. That's who we are. That is our true identity that all the masters speak about, and that the masters ascended to, such as Buddha, Jesus, you know, all the great ones that we've heard of over the years. They ascended to it, meaning they realized the truth of it in their life while they were still in the body. And we are poised at the edge of time here, where we each have the opportunity to do that in our own way and time, and there's a big influx of light and love supporting that. And the fear thoughts from which we've created in the past have caused experiences that are very real experiences. I'm not trying to say that the experiences aren't real. We've experienced them as real. We've experienced great suffering, and there is great compassion from the lineages of light surrounding the planet with love all the time, you know, who know the suffering that humans have experienced. And there's a lot of reasons why that suffering came about. And the main point, though, is that you have it within you to overcome all those reasons, whether it's from your ancestral lineage, cultural conditioning, whether it's messages in the media from people who were programming others to live in fear for their own nefarious purposes, or whatever it was. The very, very, very solid truth is that we each have the power to overcome it within ourselves. And we do that by choosing love consciously. We have every moment of every day to choose our own old thinking. You know, the word erroneous or faulty sounds maybe judgmental, so I don't want to make it seem like there's a judgment about how we've created and thought in the past. It's just that we are desiring a correction at this point, because we don't want to go on suffering anymore. So we need the correction of the truth, which will set us free, which is that you are love, and you get to choose love anew in every moment. Now, in the midst of a scenario in which we find ourselves like this on the planet right now, that's not necessarily the easiest thing to do moment to moment, right? So, I don't want people to judge themselves. you know, you asked me why I'm doing one month. You can see this is all very deeply connected with my work and the time that we're in. This is why I'm doing this event. And what we're going to learn at the event is many, many perspectives on how to make this shift successful, how to successfully move from an age of fear and mixed vibration to an age of love and a reliance on that light within us to guide us.
Very cool. Yeah, it's very clear why this is so important at this time. So now let's tune in for a second. There's people out there that will listen to this or are listening. So they're all going through what they're going through. So I guess a little bit of advice for, you know, if someone's sitting out there listening, you know, how this event will help them prepare for the changes that are ahead or happening and the challenges that are in their current reality.
Yeah, let me just tune in a little even higher. I'm going to tune into my spirit and the spirit of all those listening now and all those who will listen to this show and just ask the source to bring in a message for us right here, right now, for this time. We're on the brink of an awakening so grand that even those advanced beings haven't fully realized what is about to transpire. Hold on for the ride, because it is going to be a whirlwind tour the next couple of years on your beautiful planet. And it may feel like a whirlwind tour in your own life right now. And if you are feeling distress of any kind, if you are having old patterns resurface, if you're having emotional difficulty in relationships, if your financial stuff is up, if there's any kind of chaos in your life, we say to you, bless it, because it is a gift now. It is a gift of this final reckoning in your consciousness for you to come clear, to see that your consciousness reflects back to you what's in it, in your worldly experience. And there is no way out but through. You must face these energetics that have been buried in your subconscious mind and make a new choice. And so while it is not easy to move through those energies, it is necessary and will give you your biggest breakthrough if you embrace it. If you run from it, hide from it, or go down the spiral with it, you will just suffer more. And if you have already gone down the spiral a bit, do not fear or worry, because every moment is a chance to reboot your system and to know that all is well and that love is real and that light is real. And so if you can calm yourself in those moments where a charge comes up, an emotional charge of any kind, even the slightest thing is different from the vibration of love. So we're asking you to look and search and feel into your day and your life of those moments and those thoughts that arise that feel something other than kind and loving towards yourself and others. And this could be anything from just becoming upset in traffic to having a major blowout with a spouse or loved one to some other kind of chaos. And there is absolutely no judgment upon your experience from the lineages of light whatsoever, in any way, shape, or form. It is completely the opposite. We are holding the love. We are holding the light so that each of you can make the breakthrough that you're here to make. It is, you know, for lack of a better analogy right now, it is kind of like we are all the Christ on the cross of our own past perceptions through which the life force of Creator has been flowing, creating realities in our lives through this old filter that we chose ourselves. And we chose those old filters instead of the love and light of creation temporarily. And we ended up having experiences of separation and suffering as a result. The good news is this is of your own doing, and therefore you can correct it. There have been collective miscreations of this nature. And when anyone looks upon those, judges them, makes them wrong, or dwells upon them in their consciousness, they are making them more solidified and real, which means basically in that moment they were choosing that reality. Because you are a creator, and your steering mechanism is your thoughts and your feelings, which emanate after having a thought or an imagination. And those receive reflections back. what that means is that you get to now navigate and steer the airplane out of a nosedive back up into the higher vibration. Many of you are already doing this in many, 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 many ways. Many of you have already overcome many obstacles in your past. And so do not fear or worry if deeper stuff is now arising, because it is simply part of the process. It is simply part of the plan. You are to face this as a brave soul who is taking your final exam. It's as if you can think of yourself as a graduate student of a major universal curricula. A Course in Miracles says it's a required course, and it is. And it is the same essence of the teaching that as you judge outwardly and speak outwardly against others, so that very energy will come back to you. And this is not some kind of just banal spiritual precept. This is a physics fact. It's how the mechanics of the universe work. So if you can take those back and decide that you do not want to believe those old thoughts that you had anymore of judgment, fear, and punishment, guilt, shame, remorse, whatever it is, if you can retract those, redeliver them back into the light, and claim the truth instead, and the truth is that we are love and we are light, and if you are, then so is the other. So while we reclaim our innocence in this process, we must give the innocence back to the others as well. We cannot do it any other way. We cannot withhold it from them and give it to ourselves and succeed here. If we are all love, and these experiences have been created from a mind that went crazy for a little while in believing things and not knowing it was creative and experiencing trauma, then we can also take the reins back and turn it the other way by grabbing a hold of our thoughts right now, turning them towards the consciousness of love, the consciousness of forgiveness, the consciousness of spiritual comprehension, the focus of acceptance that this is what has transpired, and now we have an opportunity to course correct by deciding to choose new thoughts. Does that make sense?
Yeah, wow. All I have to say is there you have it, everyone. This right here, that's an example of the coach, seer, guide and author that we have here in Sharia K. Fox, and you know, you could be the question and the answer. You could run your own interviews. It's so cool when the channel is open and the guidance is there. So what I have to say from that is, you know, if there's something that you're seeking, Sharia may have some things she can help you with, and her website is Shireya.com. You can contact her, Shireya.com, for any of her services and offerings. So thank you so much, Shireya, for coming on the show today. For coming on The Source. It's been a real pleasure. I'm really looking forward to hanging out next weekend in Paradise at the One Love. So thank you.
You're most welcome, sir. And so, you know, my final remarks are, it works when we work it, and practice makes perfect. So as we work, as we realize that we need to redirect our thoughts, there's support that's needed. We need to either make recordings and listen to them over and over again, or we need to get some energy healing work, or we need to get, you know, we need to listen to better music, we need to eat a more clean food that will allow us to access these higher thoughts easier. We need to be gentle and loving and kind to ourselves, and we need to create a community that supports us in these new frequencies. And so truly One Love Experience has all of that right there at it. So I encourage people to come out and be in that energy, and like you said, people can access my website. And I do have a complimentary session available there, as well as a blog of inspirational posts and more online courses and things coming soon. And people can contact me from the site as well.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to plug or promote here? And then I'll wrap it up with our overview. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say check out the exhibitors on our website at One Love, because they have some amazing offerings. that will support this journey for sure. And other than that, yeah, just come meet me. Oh, I have my book, Unlocked and Unleashed the God Within You, is now available on Amazon.com. And so it has a very core of these teachings in it as well. And that's a transmission from the Divine Father aspect of Source, talking about the history of the planet. We don't go into the granular details of the history. It's more like an overview of what has transpired and where we are and who we are as creators. So it's more like this transmission that flew out of me today in your presence.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, okay, so The Source, we are The Source. The website is www.thesource.network. And we are focused on completing paradise on earth in the next months to years. We are based in Ojai, California. We are focused on completing the new internet, an omniversal broadcast network, and bringing back the village from local to global, and transformational tour movements for the next 3 summers. We're focused on a West Coast tour for the summer of 2017, then 3 USA tours simultaneous crossing the country from west to east in 2018 in the summer, and then 7 continental tours in the summer of 2019. We are also seeking to be the incubation station for grounding all stars, the next wave of stars to the earth. And there's many core missions on our website, and keep tuning in to these radio shows, and we would love you to be the next guest if you're listening, so contact us. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Doran.
Thank you, Shreya. Bye.
Bye.